Mick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Well, we should be in wine country kicking off the 2017-18 PGA Tour season at the Safeway Championship at Silverado, but we're forced to work after a big President's Cup last week. We'll catch up with the golf, but the PGA had, I think, 3 days off in between their 2017 and 2018 season, so that's not a lot.
Still not a big fan of the wraparound season, but nonetheless, it is
happy sponsors.
A new 2017-18 season starting, isn't it?
Balls in the air at 10:10 this morning, and the 3-day off season is over. But we've got a new season here in Bloomington. It's called Sanitation Modernization. We talked to our good friend Adam Wason. He was on a truck when he called us Tuesday. Well, not on the truck. I don't want lawyers involved in any of this. He was with the guys on the route, and that's been the big focus this week. What has the feedback been, Mick?
Yeah, Adam's been great. He's been out on the truck, as you said, and with the guys, and you know, kind of learning with them the new system. And I think some of the takeaways we've learned in the first week of the new modernization plan is that not everybody reads what we sent out, which is to be expected. So some things we're going to do next week, or you'll start to see next week in your next delivery or your next pickup, will be we're going to paint a T for your trash receptacle and an R for your recyclable cart about 4 feet apart on the spots where we'd like you to place those. Remember, the lids have to be facing towards the street so that they open away from the street. And that's just simply to make our arms, our side loaders and our rear tippers work the way they're supposed to, the most efficiently. So it took a lot longer these first few days of the new system to pick up the carts than it would have in the old system. That we expected somewhat, but a lot of it had to do with improper placement of carts. Have
sure.
to be at least 4 feet away and
learning curve.
Away from mailboxes and trees and other things, because these arms obviously have to have room to pick up that cart and move it and dump it into the trash compactor. So new things for us, new things for our residents using the system, and so we'll make some adjustments next week. That'll be the one most noticeable, T for your trash receptacle or cart and R for your recyclable cart.
There you go. Help it out. Park it in the right parking spot, and life's good.
Now, what about the exchange, Mick?
Yeah, that's another good point, Keith. So we had about 1,200 requests for card exchanges, different sizes. That may, again, have been due to the fact that some people may not have read or thought about what kind of cart size they needed, and that's okay. We expected that to happen. Because of the inventory we have, we may have a little bit of difficulty fulfilling the ones that want to go to 35-gallon carts from the larger sizes. We do have some to exchange. If we run out, we have to reorder, so that may take several weeks beyond to get those exchanged out. But the other carts should be pretty much we had in inventory. So over the next 2 weeks, we'll be exchanging carts. So be patient with that, because that's an additional crew that's going out and exchanging carts as we continue to pick up the trash and the recyclables.
Mick, let's put it out there for the people. You got 60 days before you no longer can make the exchange. Wouldn't it be better if they kind of felt along a couple of trash pickups to see whether they need a different size cart?
Well, that's a very good point. If you're thinking that this week's version of your trash is typical and you're confident it's not going to change dramatically, then, you know, by all means, let us know. We'll exchange the cart. But if you're not sure, if this is an abnormal week for you, or you know there is those 2 months that it's a free exchange, not a bad idea to try out whatever size you have and see if, I know everybody wants to save money on this, but if you're going to need to have a bigger cart, why don't you try it out for a little bit? There's going to be no harm in that.
Well, the other part of that, Mick, is too soon. The other part is, if you have a too small of one and you have to request extra pickups, you might need to do the math on that a couple times as well to make sure that you're on the right side of that equation.
That is true.
Because the extra pickups aren't free.
They are not. I'm not sure the exact cost of those are rated based on the size of your cart, but because of that 60-day free exchange, I think it's wise, as Keith and you are both suggesting, for folks to try it out for a little bit before they decide for sure they want to make an exchange to something smaller.
And Mick, you can only do the free exchange one time?
That is correct.
So make up your mind, because once you do this, Now, you can make, you can do it, but it's going to cost you.
Yeah, you can exchange it as many times as you want. You got, as long as you have the cash to cash to do all that. All right, so we've got the exchange. Now, the next thing we want to remind people about is wait on your trash tickets. The one thing we want to remind people, do not take your trash stickers that you have found or not used back to the place where you've bought them. They will not help you with that, but the city is going to help you, Mick.
Yeah, and that's coming up at the farmer's market, but I believe there is a little lag time. It's not this week. It might be, if you have that in front of you, please share it accurately, because I do not.
Yeah, they'll start doing refunds, and if it's under $20, they'll give you cash back, no problem. That starts the 16th and runs through the 18th, and then the farmer's market, I believe, on the 21st. If you have more than that, it'll be electronically transferred funds and all that. So go down to City Hall, but don't do it until the 16th. They're not gonna be ready for that. As Mick has mentioned, they've got plenty of things going on right now. If you've got three trash, just relax. You're gonna be okay. But don't take them back to Kroger or wherever you bought them, because they're not gonna give you any money for them. The city will, but that's in a couple of weeks. So chill out on that.
Mick, two things happened last night in the city council. One is the Cook issue. The other one is the convention center. Talk about those.
How about that change of lanes, baby? Look out. Put your turn signal on.
Well, both of those are, as Mayor Hamilton said last night, those are huge issues for our community, and to have both of them discussed at a five-hour meeting last night at City Council in one session was quite the night to sit through, and really big, impactful things for our community moving forward. You know, we don't want to underscore the value of Cook's announcement to buy the GE plant and refurbish it and spend $100 million refurbishing the GE plant and add jobs, up to 500 jobs in the next 10 years or so. And I expect, actually, last night, Pete Gunn, when the president anticipated that they would far surpass that number over time. And that's a huge announcement, because it solidifies Cook's longtime Bloomington headquarters as a place they want to be for the foreseeable future. And there's always risk in big manufacturing plants, even great ones and local ones like Cook, with moving, because of global pressures and taxes and other things. So that was huge. And then obviously Cook sold Cook Pharmica, or is in the process of selling Cook Pharmica to Catalent. And while some people may have thought that was a sign of concern, in fact, it's a sign of strength. Pete also said last night that Catalent's purchase and the 400,000 extra square feet that Cook Pharmica has that they're not occupying now is exactly why Catalent bought it. They have excellent workforce at Cook Pharmica, and Catalent wanted to expand, and they want the 400,000 square feet to expand into the Bloomington market, so another 500 jobs created by a third biologic partner, life sciences partner. Now we have Cook, we have Baxter, and we'll have Catalent in our community. So those are huge announcements for jobs and for the economy in Bloomington, and solidifying Cook's presence here for hopefully indefinitely. And to do that, Cook asked the city, they had an ask of the city and of the county on the city side. They wanted to have some certainty about the annexation. They recognized that being annexed into the city would cause some tax increases for them. They made a valid point to us in many discussions we had been having since the annexation discussions started, that they didn't really need some of the services that the city had to offer. They're pretty different from a manufacturing side. They're fairly self-reliant with fire protection, with security and other things. Even their infrastructure is kind of self-contained on their plant at Park 48 and would be a GE. And therefore, they wanted some stability, knowing that that they would have a rate they would pay. It wouldn't be the full tax rate if they came in the city, and they wanted that certainty. And we were receptive to that, and knowing their growth and their permanency of staying in Bloomington, we thought that was a fair exchange. And so that's what the city council discussed last night and voted in a straw vote in favor of it, 9-0. So there's another pass at this in 2 weeks, and hopefully that'll finalize it on the city side. On the county side, Cook has asked for from the county some TIF dollars to help renovate the GE plant and a tax abatement. Of course, the county electeds will have to make that determination, but last week when that presentation was made to the county council and commissioners, that was received very favorably as well. As we all know, Cook's a huge and valuable employer to our community.
And Mick, the questions are twofold. Why did the this agreement end in 2012? And now that this agreement is going to be signed with Cook. It's obviously contingent on them taking the GE Bill. Where does the lawsuit on annexation go from here? Those are the two big questions today.
Right. So the second one first, the annexation lawsuit is in court. There's been no determination, nor do we expect a quick turnaround on any determination from Judge Frank Nardi on the status of that. Regardless, if the annexation suit is not successful for the city, then there can be no annexation anywhere for 5 years till 2022. If the city is successful in winning the lawsuit, then we would continue discussions, as we had been having with Cook and others anyway, even when pause was hit by the state, the pause button was hit by the state's action, we would continue those discussions moving forward. Whether that means annexations of any kind would happen, we don't know. That again would be pending the lawsuit. And we didn't know that when we drew the lines and started the discussion before it was put on pause. We think those discussions would have been ongoing. In fact, by now they'd have all been over, and we would have had an answer to those questions, and annexation would or wouldn't have gone through, or some parts would or wouldn't have gone through, and discussions like the one that just concluded with Cook or is about to conclude were happening during that time, and happened even after the pause button was hit, and should be happening. Now, the 2012 decision, that was before this administration took office, there was a long-standing payment in lieu of annexation agreement from the Westside Industries back when Wetterau and Otis and GE and Cook, started, and actually this precedes somewhat Cook's investment out in the Westside, back to 1979, and that agreement was maintained until 2012, and for whatever reasons was not continued on, even though I understand from Cook's perspective they acted like it continued on and must have been making some payments into the agreement even though it hadn't been formalized, so it lapsed. So we don't have a standard agreement with all those companies anymore. Of course, all those companies don't exist. This payment in lieu of annexation with Cook is a singular agreement that impacts them and them only at the moment.
All right. Well, there we go. Now we're caught up. Everybody wants those questions answered. Here we go.
One quick follow-up, Mick. You said that the GE for Cook is going to cost $100 million. They're going to invest $100
million? $125 million. That's what everybody's...
Yep, they're... That's right, 125 was their estimate. We all know what Cook does when they touch a building. It
right.
completely transforms what the building looks like and the grounds around it. So we have every confidence that they'll make that investment will make the site that's now GE an asset to the West Side.
Yeah, they seem to be the least of your worries in any of these partnerships.
Well, right. Well, you just know they're going to do it right.
Right, so their track record's
spotless.
They're usually
for other people around them to make improvements to their
Now,
physical infrastructure as well to keep up with the neighbors.
What did the city council do last night about the convention center?
Well, they also approved, and I know it was way past the deadline for the newspaper because we didn't get out of there until about 11:15. But the discussion last night on the convention center was a resolution supporting the use of a food and beverage tax and urging the county council and the county commissioners to enact that tax. Now, we know the tax has been enabled back in 2009. There's never been a formal vote to enact it. The 1% food and beverage tax would be on prepared foods. In other words, when you go out to eat, those are the foods that would be taxed by an additional percent, or a prepared food like a rotisserie chicken. That would be also a prepared food, and that 1% would be applied, collected, and then used by a letter of intent that we also asked our council to approve last night, indicating the city's portion of that. In other words, all the taxes collected, if that's approved, inside the city limits at restaurants and establishments that do prepared foods, that percent of the tax dollars would go towards the construction, management, operation, and maintenance of a downtown convention center. So that was approved via straw vote 8-0-1. There was one pass. That, again, will have a second hearing on October 18th. And then that will go to the county council, who has to take the legislative action and determine when and if they're going to approve a food and beverage tax.
All right, well, we'll see what they're up to about that as that moves along, and we'll see. Obviously, everybody's going to have to weigh in on this, and those votes will become more popular and popular. Little Bird has told me that it's cold in the rain today, perhaps out on the route with the sanitation services. So, doing some research.
I do want to say on the convention center, I mentioned how important the Cook payment in lieu of taxes was. to the community for employment and economic development reasons, so is the convention center. It creates jobs. Tourism is a huge generator of jobs in our community and economic impact. An expanded convention center has the potential to create more jobs and spin off. I think Malcolm Abrams from Bloom said it best last night, there's this ripple effect. And all kind of businesses we can't even imagine now, besides the direct businesses affected by convention and tourism, civic traffic to a convention space, will ripple and create new jobs. And so we're very excited about the prospect of that happening. We think it's going to be a great asset to the downtown, and we hope that the next step will be taken by the county so we can jointly, and this is a partnership with the city and the county and the tourism industry, jointly we can all put together the best convention center possible and take advantage of the great assets Bloomington has.
Yeah, everybody's got to pitch in and handle their share. I think that's the best way to do it if everybody wants to be involved with this. Mick, we're a little short on time, buddy, so we'll get to trivia next week, but we appreciate the heads up, especially with that meeting ending late. It's great to hear that information, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, thanks, guys. Enjoy the rain.